welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of the show is It's All About Perspective. Remy, do you remember we talked about possibly changing the name of the show?
A long, long time ago. Back when I first joined, pretty much.
Right. Do you remember the name that I came up with?
No.
Glorified Oxing. That's what I...
That's funny, but I think it's a little bit self-deprecating, you know?
It is.
I think we
do
more than
that. And we're above that.
Especially now.
I'm not above that, but maybe we are collectively.
Collectively. Yes. We're more than the sum of our parts.
I agree with that. Yeah. Shall we jump right into it with the show?
Let's jump right into it.
And then we'll get it going.
Yep.
Excellent stuff. Here we go.
I see that if and when are truly different cries for if is purely panic and when is solemn sorrow and one invades today while the other spies tomorrow. We're surrounded and we're hounded. There's no above or under or around it. For above is blind belief and under is sword is leave and around is scientific miracle. Let's pick above and see. For if and when we go above, the question still remains, are we still in love and is it possible we feel the same? And that's when going under starts to take my wonder. But until that time I'll try to sing this. Who know him most know he goes by Nico. He told me I'm a copy. When I hear him mock me, that's almost stopped me. Well, we're surrounded and we're hounded. There's no above or a secret door. What are we here for if not to run straight through all our tormentors? But until that time, I'll try to sing this. Transmitting things to me, ones and zeros, here go this symphony. Anybody listening? Ones and zeros, count to infinity. Ones and zeros, I'm surrounded and I'm hounded. There's no above or under or around it. For above is blind belief and under is sword to sleeve and around is scientific miracle. Let's pick above and see. For if and when we go above, the question still remains, are we still in love and is it possible we feel the same? And that's when going under starts to take my wonder. But until that time,
stop believing what the ignorance suggests. I wish living life was easy, but mine has been a mess. They say it comes with the seasons, but the seasons come and go, they go. I go blurry when I'm thinking, is it me or vertigo? Criticized, who am I to give up? And breathing, what's the reason to let? Criticized, who am I to give up? Putting on my favorite games.
I can't seem to get you. attention. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
Just heard Morph by 21 Pilots, followed by Vertigo by Khalid, followed by Lost in Japan remix by Shawn Mendes and Zedd.
I like that remix a lot. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
It's pretty different. I don't know if you listen to the original and the remix, like side or, you know, one back and forth.
Yeah.
The other. They're pretty different. You know, the original has kind of like a funky, kind of old school almost vibe.
Yeah.
And this is like very much newer with like the different vocal effects and stuff.
I wonder how I don't know, maybe an older generation feels about that, because the Lost in Japan, the original song, I would bet most people would enjoy, you know, because it's a guitar, it's a piano, and it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that has that kind of, it's not dubstep, but it's got the more electronic sound to it.
We should ask any of our older listeners to call in and tell us what they think.
Feel free to call in and tell us what you thought about that last song. Remy, I have something I want to... Well, first of all, we should acknowledge we weren't here last week.
Yes.
We had club tennis sections. This is a high-powered show, and by that I mean you're listening to the president of club tennis and the vice president of club tennis.
Yep.
And there's another vice president.
A lot of power in the room. You had to qualify that. There are two VPs.
There are two. Well,
but I'm one of them.
You are one of them.
I'm 50% of the vice presidential people.
That's an absolutely accurate statement.
Quick math.
Yep. So, we couldn't be here because we had club tennis sectionals. The first day, we did really
exceptionally well, I think.
Basically, if you know how tennis works, normally it's played by sets. So, you play games, you play... Let me rephrase that
all
sentence.
Way back to
let's just go. Basically, from smallest to largest, first you get a point, then you get a game, then you get a set. You know, right?
Yeah. And there are six games.
Six games in one set.
Yeah.
Two sets to a match. But club tennis does it differently. So you go by total game score in all your different matches. We lost the last bid to nationals by one game.
One game.
That is insane.
It was exceptionally terrible.
But I'm so happy with how it turned out. Like, it would be more frustrating. I'm not frustrated at all. I was not upset at all.
Because I think our team played really, really well.
We played so well. Everyone, we had the right team out there, I thought, to be playing that game.
And a lot of young people, a lot of freshmen and sophomores have really stepped up.
And tennis is not like bowling where you're the only one in control of how you do. Uh-huh. Your opponent affects that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and we played some good teams.
That kid, there was one student from MIT who is very good.
Really, really
good.
He
was very good. And I found out, I don't know if you found this out, that he's actually a PhD student.
Really?
He's a PhD student. So you're allowed to have one grad student on your team.
He was their one grad student.
He's their one grad student.
I knew
he
looked too old.
The reason he's been there for so long, because I've seen him a long time.
Right.
He's been there so long because he's a PhD student. So it's not like grad school or undergrad where you're there for a set period of time. He's there until he writes his thesis and gets the PhD.
Yeah.
So that's an obstacle there, but that's okay.
It's okay.
So I'm happy. Like, I'm so happy.
I think
how
the
we
weekend
did.
As a whole went really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I got some. Oh. Maybe we might have an opinion here
about our song.
Yes. All right. Let's hear. Hi, you're on the air. What are you calling in? Where are you from? What's your name? What's your favorite color?
My name is Josh Gates. My favorite color is blue. I'm from Great Falls, Virginia. I'd like to ask, what are your opinions on the new Fortnite changes?
Are you referring to the monsters now being in the single player mode, or just like the Shadowstones and all that kind of
Correct.
Story?
The zombies everywhere.
I think I know who this is. And the reason I'm saying this is because I was playing the other day for the first time in about 2 months. I came in second because those zombies just got to me.
Well, I personally don't play a lot of Fortnite, but my housemates do, and they've expressed a lot of displeasure over the new zombies in the single player format. They do not like them. So
yeah,
I'm also not a fan.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So I'm glad we're on the same page.
I think they take away from the battle royale elements. You know, you're here to play against other people, not against the CPU.
This is content. All right, thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna hop on some more music. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Oh, they hung up. They hung up before we hung up.
I think that's what you were leading them to do, though.
I wanted to be the one to hang up.
Well, next time.
I'm salty. All right.
Let's play some more music.
Remy, this song, though, that we're going to play is a song that we found this week. And I think we would both agree that we should say, listen to the piano.
Yes, the piano is quite nice.
Okay. And we got to discuss it a little afterward because I've got thoughts.
Okay.
Please. a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us.
Come home to my heart.
All right, you just heard New York Soul by John Bellion, followed by Supercut by Lord, followed by Chicagoland by Magic Man. Mm-hmm. Remy, we got to talk about New York Soul.
New York Soul.
Yeah, absolutely. That song, that yep. piano alone, yeah. I think. That piano ballad kind of bit mm-hmm. behind, I have a picture in my head of like someone walking through like a city. And it's like kind of white-ish, like white, like blown out, a little white yeah. balanced, and it's like the city is abandoned. That's the kind of picture wow. that goes through my head when I hear that song.
Imagery.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, this was a song that,
like Wally-esque, by the way.
Right. I was just gonna go back to like.
Remy, I'm sorry. The people can't hear you. Give me.
How about that? Oh, that's much better.
There you go. Sorry about that. We switched you on, yeah. on your mics.
Usually Dylan will just tell me about a song that he likes, but this was one that he, you know, actually texted me out of the blue because he was very, very into it. So that's one something you know you have to give it a listen right away.
Yeah.
And
I don't
I
think I
it.
Even gave you anything. I think I just said New York Soul,
just the
John
the title,
Bellion.
Yeah. Which is actually, I love when my friends send me music like that, because that's how you know it was like they were listening to the song and they thought, you know who would love this song?
He
needs to know it right now.
We are definitely on the John Bellion train right
now.
A
lot of John Bellion recently, which I fully support because I think he's incredibly talented.
Yes, he should get more time, more airtime.
More airtime. Hey, John Bellion, if you're listening right now and you want
to
come on the show,
call in.
We'll even have you in the studio. Come do
a live set. Speaking of live sets.
Oh, brother.
Into that segue, Remy. This is we're in your time slot. We've also gotten this down to quite the T. It's almost always around 3:30 that we get you on the mic. And
I don't know. I think we're pretty good at this by now. We've been doing it for 2 years.
We got some experience under our belts.
Yeah. So in keeping with the loopy theme that I've been doing, loops that I create, I have another song that I found I was able to loop and create. So this is Tell Her You Love Her by Echo Smith. Kind of an old song. Echo Smith was, you know, they got their break with Cool Kids. That was playing a couple years ago.
Is that All the Other Kids?
No, that's Pumped Up Kicks.
Okay, well, I hate that song. So
well, this is
I'm
not that one, and it's not
very...
by the band either.
Excellent.
I believe this band is actually three siblings, so the lead singer and her two brothers. That's not really important, but I think it's kind of cool. Because my sister and I used to do a lot of music together because she is a great singer.
Ah, very cool.
And I'm an adequate guitarist. So anyway, here we go. Let's get a strum real quick going.
Yeah, the stage is yours. Hold on. There we go.
All right, here we go.
The stage is yours, Remy.
Thank you.
Live song by Remy Kumar.
Run away when you get tired. Cause this will slip away, slip away, and start a fire that can never be put out. Oh, hurry, time is running out. But don't you run away before you tell her you love her. When she says she needs you, tell her you need her too. You tell her clearly, speak what your heart wants you to. Tell her she's lovely, always tell her the truth. When she says she loves you, tell her you love her too. But don't you run away when you get tired, no. Cause this will slip away, and start a fire, no. That can never be put out. Oh, hurry, time is running out. But don't you run away before you tell her, no, you love her. Says she loves you, tell her you love her too. When she says she loves you, tell her you love her too.
Thanks, Dylan.
I clap for the people, Remy. I clap for the people.
Appreciate that.
One hand in charge of many.
Hopefully it's two hands, right?
Actually, we've told people.
We have discussed.
I can clap with one hand.
That is true.
So this is it, though.
Not too bad.
I can clap with one hand. People think that that's weird for some reason.
I think it's weird, too. Because really? It looks weird. No one else can see this except me. But
right.
It's not a good look. Well, it's an interesting look. Not one I would do maybe when you're applauding.
In the event that I lose my left hand, knock on wood, let's hope that I don't, because I can't do it with my left hand. I can still clap at events and concerts and things.
That is good.
I can still show my appreciation still.
Yes, you can.
All right, Remy. Well, I wanna talk about something real quick with you.
Sure.
Because this threw me off this weekend.
Oh no.
I've never heard this before. I was told I have an accent.
Really?
Yes. Well, actually, maybe you're not the right person to be talking about this with, because you're from the Bronx.
Yes.
I'm from New Jersey, which if they were to have accents, mm-hmm. they would be very similar, yours and I.
You think so?
And mine. I believe so. Maybe people that say that they are from that area could distinguish that mm-hmm. those differences, but neither of us, I mean, you're not a man that says Dub Bronx. Like, we're not all the way there.
No.
But I was told that on some words, I've got an accent.
Well, I think there might be a difference between having an accent and just having some funny pronunciations, right? Because everyone says some words differently than others.
Right.
But that's a big difference than having an accent that slants all your words.
That's a very good point.
I'm also a bad person to talk about this with, though, because I have a terrible ear for accents.
Oh, interesting.
So my dad is from India, and he has what I wouldn't consider an Indian accent that most people would think of, but some sort of accent. He also honed some of his English while he was living in Singapore, so that might have affected it.
Ah, okay.
But when I was growing up, I never really thought that he had an accent. And my friend Evan, who I've known for a very long time and has been to my house, you know, several times, met my dad a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we were talking about this, and he was like, "Yeah, Remy, of course your dad has an accent." And I blew my
well,
mind.
Well, that's all you've because your whole I couldn't, life, right?
I couldn't fathom what he was talking about.
Yeah.
So I don't think I am in a good position to judge this, but do you know the words that the person said that you had an accent on?
That's what I tried to pinpoint, but they weren't working with me on this because I normally people would say coffee, which I say coffee. Mm-hmm. Normally people would say dog. By the way, no one I know actually says this, but maybe actually one person. I don't say that. I say dog. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I've pinpointed is instead of for, the word F-O-R, mm-hmm. I'll say fur. Like it's really? F-E-R. Like I'm doing this for this.
Huh. Doing this for this.
For this. But which I feel is just not, I feel that that's just efficiency in the sentence.
Yeah.
That would break, I'm doing this for this.
I don't think you can say that that's having an accent just for one or two words.
I drop maybe the T at the end of a word. I don't say salt. I say salt.
I think that's very normal.
Okay, that's
how I felt. I think a lot of people
do
that.
That's how I felt, and I'm all thrown
off by
this.
Who is this person that told you about this accent? We have to confront. Tell them to call in right now. Make their case, because we're not buying it.
We'll get them on the show. How about that?
That sounds even better.
I like that. We can confront them.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but I was told it wasn't a bad thing.
Definitely not a bad thing. I like your voice.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you. I've been working on it. One day, we should just do an entire show. No, actually, that'd be kind of off. If you and I just went the entire show.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
All right, let's not continue with this.
Nope.
All right, Remy.
Let's hop back into some songs.
I'm glad that you think my accent is, or supposed accent, is not atrocious.
Absolutely.
By the way, Remy, this next song,
mm-hmm.
Michael Bublé recently went on Carpool Karaoke. And it's actually in support of cancer research because his 5-year-old son
right.
was diagnosed
yeah.
and has beaten it, by the way.
He has.
I believe so.
That's fantastic news. I didn't know that.
So what better way to celebrate, I feel, than a song with him?
Absolutely.
All right. Excellent.
I don't know why you think that you could hold me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe. Baby, I'm relieved when you said goodbye. My whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying. It's a beautiful day to send this up. Music's playing, and if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining. Cause I'm glad that you're the one who got away. It's a beautiful day. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line. Cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright. You might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. This fire inside, it burns too bright. I don't want to stay so long. I just want to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day. I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup. Then you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful day.
But you're the one that I want, if that's really so wrong. say that I need help. We all got expectations, and sometimes they go wrong. But no one listens to me, so I put it in this song. They tell me think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their heads and my neck this time. But you're the one that I want. If that's really so wrong, then they don't know what this feeling is like. My friends say no, 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 no. They don't know, no, 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 no. They don't know, no, no.
Alright, you just heard It's a Beautiful Day by Michael Bublé, followed by Avalanche by Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato, followed by This Feelings. Did I have that right? This Feelings?
I actually don't know.
I would assume These Feelings, actually.
Probably.
I don't know. I mess up with my
typing
every once in a while.
Could it be one of those funky song titles there, or those
like
funky...
Like those artist names.
Those artist names.
Oh, they're out of control. We haven't had them much this week.
No.
But by the Chainsmokers. I'll be honest, that song... Now, Chainsmokers get a... They get a bad rep for having all the songs that sound the same,
yeah.
Which I somewhat agree, because they had a new sound, and then everyone loved them, and mm-hmm. they loved them so much that they played them so much,
right.
That now they've been forced to, I think, maybe generate songs too quickly, and
they all kind of have the same,
mm-hmm.
same kind of general.
They're going
feel.
For like a nostalgia vibe, kind
yeah.
of,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which is it's disappointing. I like their songs. So that was great.
Still catchy though.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Remy, it's that we're down to the last 7 minutes of the hour.
You know, so
it's always that time.
It's time for a little PSA. This was Holiday weekend at Tufts, so a very big weekend for celebrating and partying. So this is a PSA about partying.
Is it a retroactive PSA?
Well,
Halloween is this week, so
yes. So we had some Halloween parties this weekend, and I assume there will be some next weekend too. So this is just and for the rest of the semester. Somerville cares about prevention. PSA: thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. So,
dare I suggest pretzels as a snack?
I'm a big fan of pretzels.
I love, love pretzels.
Not double stuffed Oreos, though.
I do love those. I'm just, my brain is flustered by the fact that I've encountered so many people that don't like double stuff and prefer the regular stuff.
For those of you who were listening 2 weeks ago when we talked about this, since that time, we've asked several people their opinion on this regular
and
stuff.
Regular is winning.
Regular is winning by, I think, a lot.
A lot. So, I'm blown away. I
make
stand
that what
agape.
You will.
that's from when I used to translate Latin in high school, and it was a constant translation in the Aeneid, actually. My nerd is coming out.
As if it hasn't been out for this whole time. Anyway, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening. We got one last song for everyone. This is quite the throwback,
yes,
I would
indeed.
Say.
Mm-hmm.
This is the start. I think this might be the start of my favorite artist's career, actually. Because Bruno Mars is featured in uh-huh. the song. It's B.O.B. and Bruno Mars.
Is this where he got his break, so to speak?
He began by featuring in a lot of songs mm-hmm. at first, and I think then went into... Which seems to be not a business model, but a model that has worked for a decent amount of people,
yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And he featured in a couple songs, and then now... I mean, he's Bruno Mars.
Now he's Bruno Mars.
One day I'll maybe get to a concert of his.
You really should.
That would be cool. I believe that my family has actually tried to get tickets, mm-hmm. but he's just so popular that
yeah.
you go on at 3:00 if it goes live at 3:00, and then you have to all of a sudden, you know, you press refresh and they're all gone.
Mm,
so
right,
that's okay. These things happen. All right, let's throw that last song on. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
The show is It's All About Perspective, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing.
Of the things in my past that I've done, most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun, with no direction, just trying to get some, trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won, and honestly I ended up with none.
There's so much nonsense, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out, and I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go.
We should let it go.
A TV episode. And all the bad thoughts, just let them go.
Go,
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 go. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you,
nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
Because your style ain't really got nothing on.
Nothing.
And you wild when you ain't got nothing on. Baby, you the whole package, plus you pay your taxes. And you keep it real while the mothers stay plastic. You're my Wonder Woman, call me Mr. Fantastic. Stop. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans. But you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got me froze. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew.
Train. No other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over.